Like to call to order the meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education, and I would like to ask each of you to please join me as we honor America and pledge to the flag.
Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation.
Thank you, and you may be seated. I would mention before we move on that you see four of the board members seated here. We've taken technology to a new level tonight. Ms. Agle is with us by Zoom. You won't be able to see her, nor will I, but she is in a position where if she wishes to speak, ask questions, etc., she'll be able to do that, and we will be able to hear her. And of course, she's online, and we'll be able to vote on the issues and topics we'll be voting on. So the next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we'll move to our special reports and presentations. First, we'll talk about some of the good things that are taking place in our schools. Mr. Stevens, we'll start with you.
I have the pleasure of starting with Glenwood. Adam Maitland's CDC class at Glenwood created a virtual presentation of music and math. Students have learned to play the electric keyboard, auto harp, xylophone, and rhythm sticks virtually, performing for their parents, teachers, and peers. Next, students at Glenwood have created Valentines for the residents of the Alexander House and other local retirement homes. It is their hope that this will brighten the spirits of the residents who are isolated due to virus restrictions. And that's the good news from Glenwood. Very good.
The first part of my good news comes from Willowbrook. Former Willowbrook student Kara Hertwig earned her bronze award in Girl Scouts for constructing and installing a Little Free Library on the Willowbrook campus. The Little Free Library was dedicated on December 28, 2020, and will benefit Willowbrook students as well as members of the Willowbrook community. Kyra is currently a sixth grade student at Robertsville Middle School. From the Family Resource Center, listen to these numbers carefully. 173 families received Thanksgiving baskets. 117 families received Christmas food baskets. 638 children received Christmas through the Family Resource Center partnerships. Through partnership with Second Harvest and First United Methodist Church, 434 children receive weekly food bags. The Family Resource Center received a grant with Arby's that supports the Food Angels program, which is manned by the community volunteers that shop and deliver food to the homes of children in need of emergency food. The $3,000 grant provided food for 27 children to date. A partnership with McNabb Center provides school-based mental health services to students at Willowbrook. The full-time counselor is able to serve up to 40 students on her caseload. The Family Resource Center received a donation of $4,316.37 from the Shoes That Fit program through Rack Room Shoes. This program provided shoes for students and their siblings in November 2020. They collect donations from store patrons and then match them to provide us with the opportunity to have shoes that fit on children's feet. This program has consistently grown since the partnership began with the Rack Room Shoe Store when it came to Oak Ridge. Even during the pandemic, we have grown the amount of money donated to ensure our children have solid, comfortable shoes that fit. Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from Jefferson Middle School. Lana Hayes and Ellen Ida Miller took first and second place in the JMS Spelling Bee. Emily Haverkamp has been named the January 2021 East Tennessee Librarian of the Month. JMS received 4 flight simulators for the aeronautics class. And the CDC room has been updated through a grant from the Oak Ridge Public School Education Foundation. Awesome job by our Oak Ridge Schools Maintenance Department in installing the new stuff there. Also, I have good news from the school administration building. I want to invite Ms. Marcia Wade. She is the coordinated school health coordinator to come up to the microphone and talk to us about the stress relief and wellness goodie bags that have been given out to all of our students. So come on up, Marcia.
Since I got here in September, we've been working on this project. Dr. Henderson and I talked about how important it was to get some mental health support for our students and our staff. So we wanted to get them some resources. So we put together some goodie bags, and there's a lot of different things in here. It became a way for just some resources for stress, but also for wellness, eating, being physically active. And we have given about 1,300 bags out so far. We have about 700 left. We kind of targeted the online learners in the elementary school, and then we also were doing all the middle school students, and then we did the high school wellness students and the CDC students. So we have stress balls in here and some bubbles. We had a lot of businesses and organizations donate and they were very supportive. And there's some bubbles in here too, so there's some things for you to do when you get home. But thank you. And the principals have been great, and they've done a great job of getting those out to the students. So.
Could I have 3 bags? No, just kidding. Thank you very much. And if you want to leave one for Miss Eagle, we'll see that she gets that. Thank you. Thank you, and we appreciate the work you're doing with the coordinated health. This is obviously a time when the efforts that you're making are much needed, and we appreciate that greatly. Thank you. Ms. Webb.
All right, good news from Robertsville. In August of 2020, the Robertsville STEM Innovator team began their journey to achieve STEM recertification. In true PBL fashion, the STEM Innovator team worked cooperatively and collaboratively to research and prepare documentation for our December 2nd, 2020 presentation to Cognia. On December 16th, 2020, we learned that we had successfully met and exceeded our goal of being STEM recertified. Our successful outcome is true representation of Robertsville being a great STEM school, because the STEM Innovators could not have succeeded without the entire school being vested in our goal of assuring that all of our students are college and career ready. We look forward to and embrace the future growth of our STEM programs. Also, after learning about the sudden and tragic loss of a friend from church, Acacia Blair, seventh grade student, felt compelled to spread kindness and love to her peers by posting words of encouragement throughout the school building. Acacia explained how we might never know when someone is struggling or sad. She wanted to find a way to remind her peers that they are important and loved. Acacia took the initiative to ask for permission, gather the supplies, brainstorm and research inspirational quotes, collaborate with her peers to create the signs, and hang the finished products in various locations throughout the building. With this small gesture, Acacia not only spread positivity and love throughout the school building, she also managed to teach her peers an invaluable lesson about empathy and compassion. Very nice.
And that's just some of the good news that continues to go on in the Oak Ridge schools. Next, we move to volunteer recognitions. I'm sure you're aware that for the last number of years, we have asked the schools within our district to nominate a volunteer that goes above and beyond the things that they are asked to do, maybe on a normal basis, but go above and beyond making contributions to that particular school. We all know that one of the things that makes our school district an excellent school district are those volunteers who are willing to donate their time in many different areas, many different categories. Even during the times that our education is now experiencing, we still have those individuals willing to give their time, whether it be in person or virtually. So we are beginning again, and each month until the end of school, we will be selecting a volunteer of the month. Toward the end of school, the board will then select our volunteer of the year, and we will submit that person's name to Tennessee School Board Association. And at our fall district meeting, a volunteer will be selected. Of course, we know it's going to be our volunteer, but will be selected to represent the East District. Then that individual will go on to state competition and hopefully would be selected as Tennessee's State Volunteer of the Year. So with that being said, our first volunteer is from Linden Elementary, Mr. Jim Kopak. I'd like to ask Principal Ward, Vice Chair Laura McLean, and Jim to please come forward to the microphone.
Do you have a prepared remark, John? Well, let me say that getting this nomination at Linden is high praise indeed. We have a lot of volunteers that definitely deserve to be here. We've had volunteers here before, and Jim is excellent. When Jim, he's the treasurer of our PTO and has done that for the past couple of years. And when Jim took over as the treasurer, he encountered a little bit of a mess. We won't go into any details with that, but Jim worked very hard to get all of those things rectified, and it took a lot of time. I mean, a lot of people who were just volunteering may have said, this is just way too much, but he fought the good fight, and we're in really good shape right now at Linden as far as the PTO bank account, and he streamlined money coming in, money going out. He devised a good system for our teachers to make classroom requests that doesn't require them to wait and only do that once a year. He's managed to make those requests available to them at any time. And that's really great. When we were able to have a fall festival, we had a silent auction as a part of that. And Jim devised a way for people to be able to pay with their credit card that night instead of having to have cash or chase people down later. So really streamlining things is how Jim helps us the most. He has also taken on a new endeavor at a virtual talent show. So he's going to be the behind-the-scenes technician on getting that all put together. Anytime we need something, Jim steps up. He has a Linden student now, Grant, who is learning virtually. And he has a future Linden Lion, Lachlan, who will be with us next year, or 2 years, 2 years. So we've got Jim for a long time. Maybe I should have waited. Sometimes people just stop and they get an award, but I don't think that'll be Jim. He's just fantastic and well-deserving of this recognition.
And if you'd all kind of turn around and we'll get a picture. Please help me congratulate Jim for his volunteerism and his service.
Thank you all very much. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, item C, Dr. Borchers, I believe I'll move that one to you.
That sounds great. Yes, the good news and proclamations continue here this evening, and if you didn't know, this week is School Board Appreciation Week, as proclaimed by Governor Lee. And I say it here, I say it in front of my team, I say it when I go to conferences. I believe we've got the best school board in the state, if not the country, this is an amazing place to work because of the governance that our school board engages in. And I love the fact that it is always students first, families first, and that's the focus of all of your governance decisions. So I thank you for that. And I'm a lucky superintendent to have you as our school board, and this community is lucky to have you as their school board. With that, I'm going to go ahead and read this proclamation, and then we'll recognize you guys for all you do. Whereas an excellent public education system is vital to the quality of life of Tennessee's communities and to the economic development of the state, and whereas school board members represent a tremendous resource as local decision makers and diligently work to overcome the challenges of a changing world while providing students with the services and opportunities needed for a quality education, and whereas school board members strive to ensure that every student graduates from high school prepared for college and the workplace, and whereas school board members support and appreciate the efforts of students, educators, and administrators whose diligent efforts have led to Tennessee having the highest graduation rate on record, and whereas the men and women of our local school boards are elected by the people to make decisions most appropriate for their communities and deserve recognition and thanks for their countless hours of service to public education in Tennessee. So with that, I'd ask the group here, and if you want to stand up at home, you can do that, but let's recognize our wonderful school board.
Thank you. Thank you. I think I can make this next statement on behalf of all the board members. It's easy to do what we do. When you have the quality of excellence that we work with our teaching staff, our school administrative staff, our school administration, it makes our job a lot easier. And believe it or not, it makes it enjoyable. I mean, there are difficult decisions that we have to make, and we are at our best sometimes, I think, when we're faced with difficult decisions. But we appreciate that. Thank you, Dr. Borchers, for those kind words, and thank you all for that recognition. Very much appreciated. Okay, moving on. Next is the public forum. Public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the microphone and then state your name and address for the board. And I am adding a new sentence, which probably I should have added. Sometimes you assume this. If you wish to speak on an item that is on the agenda, the only way that I will know that you wish to speak is if you raise your hand and acknowledge that you want to be recognized, and I will do so. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Please cast your vote. Consent agenda passes unanimously. Moving next to items for action, you will note if you've looked at the agenda and were here last time, we had a lot of first readings on items. Tonight we're going to finish up on those items with a second reading. But before we do that, the first item is the extension of the superintendent's contract. Just briefly, how this process works is that beginning in December, the board does an evaluation of the superintendent. Once that evaluation is complete, then board members have the opportunity, if they choose to meet with the superintendent to discuss the evaluation. And then, after we've had a period of time, we reach this point, which is the board would vote on the extension of the superintendent's contract. So, the first thing that we need to do is I would make a motion to approve the extension of the superintendent's contract. By law, we're extending it 1 year because at a given time, the most years that can be in that contract is four. So this would keep us in line with that. So I would so move on that and ask for a second.
Second.
Well, we had 3 seconds there, as best I could hear. So can you include everybody as a second? All right. With that being said, before we vote, are there any comments that any of the board members would like to make on this topic at this time? Let me say, as board chair, I have the opportunity, probably more so than the other board members, to meet with the superintendent either in person or by phone call. I have found that the superintendent is always readily available to myself and to other board members. He is also very efficient in providing the board with information related to events that occur in our schools. Just as an example, very simple example, it was probably about 7:30 this morning when the board received notification from the superintendent that someone had posted on Facebook or somewhere a picture of all the fire trucks at the high school. It looked like there was a catastrophe going on when it really was nothing. But at the same time, the superintendent realizes if the board doesn't know and they get a phone call, then I want them to be prepared. And that's one of the great things that we appreciate from this superintendent. We are never left in the dark. Sometimes we wish we were left in the dark, I think, but we are not left in the dark. A good leader surrounds himself with good individuals. The superintendent has done that in the quality individuals that you see in this room and at this diocese here. That's what good leadership is. People that are willing to take on responsibility and to work for the good of the whole. And the superintendent certainly does that. The superintendent also finds that the worst thing that can happen to the Oak Ridge schools is that we become stagnant. And those of you in this room know that he does not allow that to happen. We are always looking and presented as a board for better ways to improve the quality of education that we're offering in Oak Ridge. Often as I've had the opportunity to travel across the state in my position on the TSBA board, I'm often asked the question, how do you do those things in Oak Ridge? We can't get buy-in to hardly do anything. How do you do those things? And my answer is very simple. We have an excellent superintendent, and if I can pull on some words you used a minute ago, we have a board that works for the good of the students in the community. That's how you do it. It's not us or them. It's collectively together that we do these things. So, Dr. Borchers, I know I can say for each board member here, you are appreciated by this board. We thank you for your time. We're glad you're here. We wish we could extend your contract more, but we can't do that. But just thank you for what you do for our school district. Anyone else? Very good. Then the motion on the floor is the approval of the extension of the superintendent's contract. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Okay. Any comments, Dr. Borchers?
I really appreciate the extension, obviously, and it can't be said enough, and you said it tonight, Mr. Chairman. I have just an amazing team in this room, and there's teacher leaders as well that aren't here that do amazing work every day, and we wouldn't be able to do the things we do without all of them. But I appreciate it. This is a great district, and I'm humbled to be able to work for you guys in this great community.
Thank you. Item B is FY21 budget transfer number 3. This is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY21 budget transfer number 3.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean.
Again, this is kind of our mid-year transfer number 3 here. We had teachers' devices, some student devices, some upgrades to the boardroom here. We'll talk about a building storage room here in just a second, the next item, and then just some routine budget adjustments.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is approval of FY21 budget transfer 3. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item C, is the purchase and installation of district warehouse building. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase and installation of a district warehouse building from R&R Buildings of Oak Ridge in the amount of $94,515.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
I'm going to ask Mr. Thacker to come up for this item and then the next two, just because there might be some questions. But this is actually something we wanted to do last year during our mid-year spend, but we decided to delay that. But you'll see in that memo, a big piece of this is to clear out that room in the G building where we can expand into some of our CTE programming into that room. And it's just, I think it's too good of a room to not have access for students in that space, and we needed the space anyway for some storage. But any other questions, Mr. Thacker can surely answer those.
Ms. McLean.
Thank you for the pictures. That really helps to visualize what it's gonna look like.
I guess the one question, and it may have said in your information, and if it did, I apologize, I've forgotten. When construction start, construction completion?
We'll release the contract for the vendor to start right away, and we anticipate construction to start within the next 3 to 5 weeks. And then they're telling us based on weather, because you got a poor concrete pad, we're looking at, you know, 6 to 8 weeks.
Any other questions? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is the purchase and installation of a district warehouse building. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. To the next item is the purchase of replacement cooling tower bundle for Robertsville Middle School. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of a replacement cooling tower bundle for the 94 edition tower at Robertsville Middle School from Hoffman & Hoffman in the amount of $59,477.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
We had a failure there, as you can see from Mr. Thacker's memo, but Alan, do you want to give a brief summary of what happened there?
Sure, we had an unforeseen failure of a valve and sensor that provides freeze protection. And of course, we had those temps that were down in the low teens in December, kind of early for us, but once that happened, the bundle actually busted and it's not repairable, so you have to replace that. That provides your cooling for your building.
Questions? Ms. Webb.
Does the new equipment have a sensor so this doesn't happen again?
Yes, the sensor we had failed, and there was no way to know that the sensor had failed until after we had already lost the bundle. So what we're doing is we're going to go back and reprogram it so it has a redundancy in the sensor, so it actually won't happen again.
Ms. McLean.
So do you think maybe you could do this over spring break?
That's the intent. If we can, we're going to place the order tomorrow morning, and they're telling us it's a 6 to 8 week lead time for delivery, because these are not sitting on the shelf, they have to be manufactured. And so we're shooting for it to get here by spring break, and we're going to plan to replace it at spring break.
Great, thank you.
Motion on the floor is approval of the purchase of a replacement cooling tower bundle for Robertsville Middle School. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is purchase of a replacement cooling tower bundle for Oak Ridge High School. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of a replacement cooling tower bundle for the East Tower at Oak Ridge High School from Rome, Edelman & Associates in the amount of $30,698.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
More failures, as you can see, but Mr. Thacker, you want to give us a brief summary on this one as well?
Sure. Another victim of the same low temperatures that we had. This time it was due to a line of code in the control system that had, for some reason, was not either copied over correctly from the upgrade or had been mislined on, so it did not open up the valve when it needed the additional hot water to roll through the cooling tower. So we've had that corrected since then.
Very good. Motion on the floor is approval of the purchase of a replacement cooling tower bundle for Oak Ridge High School. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Alan. Next, we're back to some board policies. This is a second reading, board policy 1.901, charter school applications. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 1.901, charter school applications.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Again, as you said, Mr. Chairman, a lot of seconds here, but as a reminder, beginning next year, amended charter applications will be submitted to the Tennessee Charter School Commission previously these appeals had to be submitted to the State Board of Education, so our policy reflects that.
Questions? And hearing none, the motion is second reading, Board Policy 1.901. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item G, Board Policy 4.400, also a second reading, textbooks and instructional materials. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.400, textbooks and instructional materials.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain.
As a quick reminder, a new State Board of Education regulation creates a process for boards to apply for waivers regarding textbooks and instructional materials, so we've updated this policy to include a provision for those waivers.
Questions? Hearing none, motion is to approve the Board Policy 4.400 on second reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, item H, is Board Policy 4.605, graduation requirements. This is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.605, graduation requirements.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Again, just as a reminder for those watching, the board has had a lot of conversation on this particular item. We've had a first reading and also had a work session prior to our holiday break on this very topic. So a lot of information has been shared. This is in front of you for the second reading. We also have Dr. Adams and Ms. Roberts here for any questions. If they want to come up, and they'll answer any questions you may have.
Questions? Does this mean if we don't have questions, you provided us with so much information that we're knowledge perfect?
We're blinded.
That might be true. All right. Seeing none, thank you. Motion on the floor is approval of Board Policy 4.605, graduation requirements. Please cast your vote. Motion passes 4-1. Next item on the agenda is FY 2020 ORHS new course offerings. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the new course offerings at Oak Ridge High School for the 21-22 school year. These new courses include Biology 2 Honors, Chemistry 2 Honors, Cybersecurity 1, Dual Enrollment Gross Anatomy, Dual Enrollment Photography, Environmental Science Honors, Technical Writing, and BioSTEM.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
Lots of information there. I asked Dr. Adams and Ms. Roberts to stay up if there's any questions. I don't need them to probably go through every particular class, but if there are questions, I know both of them can try to answer those.
Questions? Ms. McClain?
Well, first of all, I think this is an exciting addition to our class offerings. So I had just a few questions. The gross anatomy, that is a partnership with LMU, and that's so cool, and may lead to some more opportunities on down the road. So that's really exciting. I had a question about the photography. Will that take place of the photography class that already offered through the art department?
This would be an advanced course in photography. We already have a general photography class, but we recently have acquired a new art teacher in our department who has a Master of Fine Art in Photography. So he would like to partner with one of our post-secondary institutions and offer some post-secondary credit in photography as well.
Right. Well, it seems like photography is pretty closely related to physics, so there may be an opportunity to have some collaboration maybe with our physics department also.
Definitely. And also, he's also certified to teach digital art, so a lot of collaboration with our digital arts program as well.
Okay. Will there be a prerequisite for that class?
Students would need to take the introductory photography course before going on to the dual enrollment photography course.
Okay. Will they have to take the introductory art class also?
Yes. So our department, the gateway course to our visual art department is art foundations. And then from there, students branch out to take whatever classes they're interested in. We have various offerings in that department.
Okay. And then the technical writing class, that class, it's not going to take the place of an English class. They'll also have to take their regular English.
Yes, that's correct. So students in Tennessee are required to take 4 English classes, English 1, 2, 3, and 4. Technical writing would be an English elective that students could take to fulfill a humanities area of focus.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Ms. Eagle. It actually worked. Other questions? Short answer for anybody that might be watching that is probably thinking, gosh, those are a lot of courses. How do they come up with that? And what happens to, you can't just keep adding courses or you're going to be overwhelmed with the courses you have. So how does all that work? I think the board understands that, but for somebody watching, what would be a short answer to explain to someone, how does Oak Ridge High School go about determining the need for new classes?
The previous motion that you just voted on about graduation requirements also lends us an opportunity to move to a block schedule. And with that, students go from being taking around 28 credits over the course of 4 years to taking 32. And that increases the number of courses we need to offer so that students have more opportunities to try different courses. And so a lot of these courses are being proposed to fill some of those gaps and also to mitigate some of the concerns our community had around the AP program specifically, because we know those AP exams are in the spring. We have no control over that. This is a way for us to offer some supplementary courses so that students are even better prepared to take those exams in the spring.
And I would just like to add to that, like our esteemed superintendent, this is the beginning stages, and we want to start out pretty basic, and we'll get real creative with our schedule within the next coming years. I told Ms. Roberts I was not going to wear her out in year one, but in year two and three, we'll be able to look at getting real creative. For Ms. Eagle, she's looking at that technical writing course. What do we need to do with that course for it to be accredited course, an English credit course? That is something that we will definitely look at, but we do have the autonomy to do that now that we can offer additional courses. So very excited about those additional opportunities. And I just want to go back to Ms. McClain's question about the photography class. That individual, we went and started basically looking at our teacher certifications, having conversations. That individual, not only is he CCTE certified, but he also has worked in a school system in the Memphis area that does project-based learning. So he would be very comfortable in working with different departments and expanding that out.
Very good. Thank you for that answer. Other questions? Thank you. The motion on the floor is approval of new course offerings at Oak Ridge High School for the 2021-22 school year. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Next is a second reading, Board Policy 5.302, sick leave. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 5.302, sick leave.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
And just as a quick reminder, this just allows employees that to take sick leave at any point during a pregnancy. So this is a plus for our staff, excuse me.
Questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote on Board Policy 5.302. Motion passes unanimously. Next is a second reading on Board Policy 5.303, personal and professional leave. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 5.303, personal and professional leave.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
As I shared last time, this is just trying to get in the weeds a little bit more. We've always had some questions around the required state of Tennessee personal leave versus local leave, and then how that turns back into credit for sick leave. So we just wanted to spell that out, and that's what you see here in the policy.
Questions? Then please cast your vote on 5.303. Motion passes unanimously. Next on the agenda is a second reading, Board Policy 6.303, interrogations and searches. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.303, interrogations and searches.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
Again, TSBA was fielding a lot of questions about vaping and making sure that searches were conducted in line with this policy and state law. So we just recommended those changes and made those small changes to our policy here in the Oak Ridge Schools.
Questions? Hearing none, motion on the floor is Board Policy 6.303. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item M, Board Policy 6.402, physical examinations and immunizations, a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.402, physical examinations and immunizations.
Further recommendation from the superintendent, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As I said last time, state law allows for religious and medical exceptions from immunization requirements, and TSBA was receiving several questions about immunizations in light of the state law on exemptions in a pandemic. So we have tweaked our policy, but this is really no change in practice for us in the Oak Ridge Schools.
Questions? Then please cast your vote on Board Policy 6.402. Motion passes unanimously. Item N is Board Policy 6.405, medicines, a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.405, medicines.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
TSBA updated this policy to clarify the process for allowing students to self-administer asthma medication during school hours, but this is no change for us. We've allowed that when it was age appropriate.
Questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote on Board Policy 6.405, a second reading. I didn't either. How'd that happen? Wait. But can, if that's already in there, can we just not look at that and say yay and just leave it as it is without having going back and changing anything? It just came up. Yes, and yes. All those in favor of approving Board Policy 6.405, Medicines on Second Reading, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Sorry. Next item on the agenda is our final second reading of the evening, Board Policy 6.500, Special Education Students. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve Board Policy 6.500, Special Education Students.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borges.
Again, some language was added about restraints, and this is no change in practice for the Oak Ridge schools.
Questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we move to items for information. First would be the financial reports. Any comments or questions? Again, Ms. Smith, thank you for keeping us well informed. We greatly appreciate that. Moving next, items for discussion. Any old business? Any new business? Communications. Dr. Borges, we had discussed this just briefly, I think, at our last meeting. Any update on whether or not the opportunity is going to present itself to do the COVID vaccinations on site?
You know, we have nothing new since that time. It's still up in the air. Unfortunately, you've probably seen some things in the press like we are, where we're seeing a delay or a pushback at this point, but no, we don't have any additional information. Last time we talked about applying to be able to do that in our school system, and we've not received any word back from that application.
Okay. Hopefully we will soon, maybe. A couple of things I'd like to mention. At our work session we had some time ago, one of the things I mentioned to you was that the TSBA Board of Directors at their last meeting voted to not renew their NSBA membership in June. Since that time, the board has taken the opportunity to meet with the executive director of NSBA and their board, and had a very frank and open discussion, a very positive discussion. I believe that TSBA board, when we meet in February, will have this back on the agenda again. Excuse me. So I would like to ask the board here, if you have questions or need of information regarding this, why we should or why we shouldn't, in the next several weeks, if you would please contact me. If you just want to have a discussion about it, that's great. Please contact me and I'll share that information with you, because they are asking, what does your district think? And so I want to be able to go back and tell them what our board thinks, not just what I think. So the next couple of weeks, if you'll take time to do that, and if, you know, if you just want to shoot me an email and say I'm for that or I'm against that, that's fine too, just to kind of let me know. Also, you are aware that the legislature just finished its special session and now they're back into their regular session. The special session was directly focused on education. A lot that was supported and passed can have some major impacts on not just our district, but other school districts as well. It's whether they stay the same or are changed in the regular session, there could be some attachments to those bills. We need to really stay on top of this. And if you have an opportunity, you see something you're not sure about, you can contact me or contact Ms. Eagle, as she is our legislative liaison and she really keeps up with this with the committee meetings. Find out about it, and then as I have been told, if you want to contact one of our state legislators, try to call them. A lot of times the emails get shifted to somebody else and you may be surprised that you may finally get in contact with them, and you may not, but it's worth a try. So please stay attuned to that. We're looking at some things, as you well know, they're good intentions, but when it comes time to implement them, the financial burden falls on the local districts. So just want you to keep up with that. I just wonder, Ms. Eagle, any comments you would like to make on that? I don't know if she'll. So stay in tuned. All right, just a reminder, this Wednesday, we're visiting Woodland at 8:45, and our next board meeting is February the 22nd. Be here before you know it. Any additional comments, Dr. Borchers, Mr. Lay, Dr. Williams, board members? Thank you, Richard and Dave. Thank you, Lynn. Thank each of you for being here. Thank you for watching. And we stand adjourned.